Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There are a lot of things that can be accomplished by executive order. It doesn't mean they're all legal or that the courts will uphold these executive orders. Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris has already suggested that if she were to win the presidency, she would give Congress 100 days to fix the gun problem, and if they didn't accomplish what she wanted them to, she would exert executive action to put her goals into play. Her plans on fixing the gun problem are vague, perhaps unconstitutional, and her ideas of using executive orders to carry out her plans might also be constitutionally questionable. Now she's added another incredible plan to her mix. She's announced what she labels as a plan to tackle the racial wealth gap, a $100 billion plan for black home ownership. Her plan is to invest $100 billion of federal money into housing assistance for black families. She would help 4 million home buyers through down payment and closing cost assistance from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She claims that her plan would shrink the wealth gap between black and white households by 31%. Her plan would also seek to increase credit access by altering credit reporting standards. The altering of credit reporting standards would include payments on credit cards, student loans, auto loans, and mortgage payments. Now, presumably, this would lower the bar so that black people with a questionable credit history would be able to have that credit history altered in a way so as to make it look not as bad as it actually is. As a lawyer, Senator Harris might want to reread the federal laws as enumerated in the Federal Fair Housing Act. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs and activities receiving federal financial assistance. Section 109 of the Title I of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, or religion in programs and activities receiving financial assistance from HUD's Community Development and Block Grant Program. There's an Executive Order 11063, that prohibits discrimination in the sale, leasing, rental, or other disposition of properties and facilities owned or operated by the federal government or provided with federal funds. Now, all of these actions prohibit any form of racial discrimination when federal financing is involved. So could it be assumed that there is racial discrimination involved if Senator Harris, as president, initiated a program that would allow for federal dollars to be spent toward home purchases for black families but excluded other racial groups in the same opportunity? Could it be assumed that altering credit reporting standards for blacks but not other races also borders on actual racial discrimination? If these intended actions by Senator Harris, actions of blatant racial discrimination, are being considered as a part of her run for the highest office in the land, should she be considered to not only be pandering to black Americans for their vote, but to be providing groundwork for government-sanctioned racial discrimination? The reason these laws were initiated in the first place was to counter the racial discrimination that favored whites over blacks and other racial groups. Her reasoning would bring back legally sanctioned discrimination, this time favoring black over whites and other racial groups. Whether one is a Democrat, Republican, liberal, or conservative, it's necessary for a unified voice to reject her intention to return the United States to an era of blatant, acceptable discrimination based on the color of one's skin. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.